Blog Talk Radio. Oh, you got it. Righteous and powerful name. How Halleluja.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, and welcome, welcome all, and Yahuwah be with you all. This is the big one, and we see we moving around trying to get something going on this great big old feast called Purim. So we only can do our part, no doubt about it. Yahuwah be with you all. We are live at Camp 1, and we just got the memo in. All other camps is ready to go. They ready to go, all the camps, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They all ready to go for the feast called Purim. Remember, this feast right here, if we would have not, if Mordecai the Benjamite and Esther the Benjamite, if they wouldn't have made no great moves today, we wouldn't be able to tell you about what's going to happen now. And all we can say one thing and say, right, we got to know our history. We know about George Washington and Easter and Christmas, but we don't know about our own history. We know about everybody's history but our own. You know? So, hey, sooner or later, that's why we come on this network to tell you about our history. All the philosophers feel, but this is our history, our history. Voices of a true Israelite tribe of Yahdah representing the nation of Israel. On the fact of the matter is, this is Yahuwah's day. The day he set up, and hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hey, Elder, Yahuwah be to the Elder. The Elder, he ready to go. He's looking at us. Look at it. We all ready to go. One thing about it, Steve Roy, you know, it takes a lot of preparation for these days like this. And those that got to understand something, this is your history. This is your history. This is where you are fed up on the wagon. Everybody know about their Holocaust, and you don't have no idea about your history. So your history is, people be celebrating the Purim because they did not celebrate it, and Yahuwah wasn't taking the liking on the Benjamites, and they had the Benjamites to lead the way. We would be here today. So we're going to celebrate this thing. We're going to talk about it a little while, and we're going to eat them up, and we're going to drink them up and talk about them. And we got our white garments on with fringes on. He's going to come right back with the royal blue garments on and talk about it and eat them up and drink them up again. So one thing about it, see, right here, do you know about your history? We try to tell you every year you keep these feast days. Every year. Every year. Purim is every year. Right. All we can say, Yahuwah be with you all. So we're going to bring our elder in. We know all the international countries, they in grand style. And we see the WCC, they in there. And a lot of day saints, they in there. But what we're going to do, we're going to find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you about the broadcast that's coming on now as we try to get this thing prepared. And we're getting it prepared. Matter of fact, you know, we did it a past. We're going to tell you about a little bit more about this feast day. But see, but all on our mind is what Yahuwah said. This is a feast of eat them up and drink them up. And talk about how we turn a curse into a blessing. This is what it's all about. We turn a curse into a blessing. There you see, right. So, hey, all 6 locations is open. Remember, where you located at? Dial international line 224-600-5579. We have 6 locations. 1 should be closed by you. Remember one thing. Yahuwah walked in on the feast. All the feast days, he walked in. He walked 70 miles. So you within 70 miles of any of these national locations, you get in there and understand one thing. This is about Yahuwah's business. So Yahuwah be with y'all. We're going to find our elder and bring him in, and he'll tell you about the broadcast. And remember one thing, this is the day the beginning of the Feast of Purim, P-U-R-I-M. Yahweh be with you all. We'll find our elder and bring him in. We'll go from there, and then we'll see what we can get going on. So we meet the elder with a loud voice, you say. Elder, Mr. Tears, Yahweh be to that Steve Roy.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well, Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, this is the big one. We all in place, ready to make it happen. So, well, you got to tell this national audience about the broadcast. And we already know we see you about 30, 40 minutes past the regular broadcast. But one thing about it, when you're paying for this big thing, sometimes, you know, we all got to get in and get in where we fit in at and be prepared for it, too. All right, Elder, so what you got to tell this national audience? You got the WCC, they ready to go. The Latter-day Saints, they ready to go. Even the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, they got something to stay on the broadcast. So we don't know what we're going to say, but you on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you here as well, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry also. And that is a true fact that was stated. We as a people have forgotten a lot about our history. Because if you think about it, as we say most of the time, finding out where you came from lets you know where you are today. You know, these are very serious problems. This is why we speak about the Bible. We do a lot about history. Even on different things that happen in our black history that people have forgotten about. We were talking about what? The Negro question, part number 6. We even covered the Tuskegee syphilis experiment that was done on blacks. We have done a lot of covering on black history, even how we was oppressed from the biblical days up until now. This is why I always say us. A teacher can't learn from the student, but through teaching, a teacher gains more experience. We even listen to people say they read their favorite scriptures in the Bible, and they still feel uneasy, and they don't know what to do or what to say. This is because those that fail to learn history, as I said last week, are soon to repeat it. But those who fail to learn it correctly, they are simply doomed. Doomed in life and doomed in the word of Yahweh, which that is what we don't want to be. So this is why we are here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion and bringing you up to date and to Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, which we're doing right now, today. Today of Purim. We do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek. You have to look no further because you found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you during normal weekdays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. On the feast days, we're open at 7:30 until 10:30. Our normal class times, days, start at Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And generally not having a class on Tuesday, unless we have something like today, a high day, or a special event. But we are having a Sabbath class. Our normal Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of that particular Sabbath is Saturday. And that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And actually, what did I say? The top part of Sabbath. The top part of Sabbath. That's Saturday, which we all need to know. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address to use this on any search engine and a tribeyadav.com. And after you click on it, you're going to see a big lion. And under that lion, you'll see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking that, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Aqua your tender to the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive, and also for building a school, which is very well needed, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. See, that calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days, and including myself, that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known today as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. And one note that we'd like to mention, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. It's generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. So now, after the normal broadcast, and during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And you'll find if broadcast ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Paltalk. So we can get on with our day of celebrating Purim and all the good scriptures that we need to learn. I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel. Keep those Bibles open, not nearby. Let's keep them open, find out what's going on. Pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder, excellent on your part. Yeah, excellent on your part. Yahuwah beat you all. Remember, all the location is open. And we all, every cap is ready to go. Got them white garments on, them fringes on. They ready to go. And, basically, it's a whole question on the table. So, well, like I said again, but if we still think this way, it might be not only one think this way, maybe a whole lot more might be thinking this way. I don't know. I don't know. So, if I tell you what we're going to do, we're going to open up with the young line and let him look at that Luke real good. And let's see if we can get something going on. This is it. This is it. I can feel the chill of the, but one thing about it, information got to be put on the table too. We're about some feast days, no doubt about it. Eat them up, drink them up, but you got to be clear about why you're doing this. You need to be clear why you're doing. Why are we doing this? You got to be clear about it. So we're going to open up with Brother Micaiah, and we're going to look at the young line to Jerusalem Holiday. We're going to pass over to Brother Yagdali, let him take it. let the seal get a hold to this right here. We're going to get out the way. And I'll be watching him out of one eye anyway. When I know he's ready to go, I'm going to get out the way for this special day right here. We're going to throw a couple of verses down, give him a chance to spread some books out. Does this see right? So, it's all right, El. So, we coming inside of camp one, remember, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All the locations ready to go. And so we'll leave it like that. Inside camp one, Brother Micaiah, young lion, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on there, young lion.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12 read.
What?
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Yeah, excellent. The righteous spirit will teach you. But see, we have a tendency that don't, thinking that we're doing Yahuwah's will by a process. Remember, Yahuwah got a process about how he deal with things. Matter of fact, let's open up in Exodus chapter 12. Young Ryan, we're looking at Exodus chapter 12, and we're going to throw a few things on the table, because if you got those that think this way, that means there might be some more that think this way. That you think you're doing Yahuwah's will, go to Proverbs 3, 1 through 5, get one right there first. Proverbs 3, 1 down to verse 5. What does it say there, young lion? Brother Micaiah, young, up-and-coming young lion teacher, come on.
Book of Proverbs.
Chapter 3, 1 through 5.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 read. My son, my daughter, forget not my Torah instruction.
See, he's saying the last thing you supposed to don't forget is what?
It's Torah instruction.
Go ahead.
But let your mind keep my Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace should they add to you.
Okay.
Verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your mind. Verse 4. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahuwah and man. Verse 5. Trust in Yahuwah with all your mind and lean not unto your own understanding.
He said, trust in Yahuwah and lean not on your own understanding. Otherwise, don't do your own understanding. Trust in Yahuwah, and how you trust in Yahuwah is through his word. You find the word of saying in the book of Jubilees there, Brother Micaiah, in the book of Jubilees, we're going to take a look at something in the book of Jubilees.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look at verse number 36 somewhere, 26 somewhere, let me see. It's something I want to look at in the book of Jubilees. Because, see, we got to trust in the living word. The living word is what he's supposed to trust in. So we got to be clear that the living word will tell us exactly what to do, how to do it. So, in the book of Jubilees, matter of fact, in that book of Jubilees there, Brother Micaiah, you can help me out if they can know what I need. I want to show a statement that is written on how you deal with Yahuwah's business. We read it yesterday in the bottom part of the Sabbath day. I know it's verse 36.
Yeah, we're going to end up chapter 6.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, right? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, 6.
Pick it up at 33.
Okay, well, we're going to go past 33. We're going to get down. Okay, yeah, 1. Read verse 1. Don't even read just verse number 33. One verse. What it say?
Okay. The book of Jubilees. 6. Chapter 6. Verse 33. 33 read.
Uh-huh.
But if they do neglect and do not deserve them according to his Torah instructions, first 5 books of the Bible, then they will disturb all their seasons, and the years will be dislodged from this order, and they will neglect their ordinances.
So he says, if you don't follow the Torah instruction, that's what he's saying. You got to first follow the Torah instruction. That's the bottom line. If you don't know what to do next, why don't you just follow what's written in the Bible? Now, let's go down to verse number, well, key read. Let's go to his key read.
Okay. The book of Jubilees, chapter 6, picking it back up at verse 34.
Listen to this.
34 reads, and all the children of Israel will forget, and will not find the path of the year.
Right.
And will forget the new moons.
They'll forget the new moons.
And seasons.
They'll forget the seasons.
And Sabbaths.
And they'll forget the Sabbaths.
And they will go wrong.
And you're going to go wrong when you forget these things. Go ahead.
And to all the order of the year.
Go ahead.
Verse 35. For I know, and from henceforth shall I declare it unto you, and it is not of my own device, for the book lies written before me, and on the heavenly tablet, the first five books of the Bible, the division of days is ordained.
The division of days is ordained. Go ahead and read.
Least they forget the feast of the covenant.
And what are they going to do?
Forget the feast of the covenant.
You end up forgetting the feast of the covenant. Go ahead and read.
And walk according to the feast of the Gentiles.
Oh, the Gentiles. That means the other nation, the other Sabbatine nation. You're going to start doing exactly what they do. You're going to follow them and start doing exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't follow what we read in that, what that verse was again? We read verse 33. What did it say again, 33?
In the book of Jubilees, chapter 6, verse 33 reads.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do not neglect and do not observe them according to his Torah instruction.
You got to, whatever Yahuwah's Torah instruction is, that's what you got to observe, the Torah instruction. Come on back.
Going back to the book of Jubilees.
Verse 36 now.
Chapter 6, verse 36. 36 reads, for there will be those who will assuredly make observations of the moon.
You got, they surely gonna do the moon thing. They surely gonna do the moon thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Now, it disturbs the sea.
And you gonna disturb the Torah instruction on what he got written by doing the moon thing. Go ahead.
And come in from year to year 10 days too soon.
And you will be doing every piece that you do in the Bible 10 days too soon. Everything you're going to be doing is going to be 10 days too soon by not following what he says that's written in the book. You'll be doing everything 10 days too soon. Now let's go to Exodus chapter 12. We're going to Exodus chapter 12, and now we'll look at verse 3, 15, and 16. Exodus 12, 3, 15, and 16. Let's see what he says. Exodus chapter 12, verse 3, 15 and 16. Let's see what it says.
The book of Exodus, chapter 12, reading verse 3, verse 15 to 16.
Yeah, what it say?
Verse 3 reads.
What it read?
This month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
Uh-huh.
It shall be the first month of the year for you.
So this will be the first month of the year to you, and that is AB. We're not reading that because that's not the point we're looking for. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15.
What?
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
7 days you eat unleavened bread.
Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your house.
That means, and out of your house is mean out of your body. Don't put it in your mouth. Let your mouth walk it. Don't mess around and have to pull a pistol on your neighbor. Mm-hmm. I'll tell your neighbor, look here, keep all my leaven until after the 11 days over. And then you eat the more piece of kids of yours, eat up all my leaven up and I come back for it. Yeah, I'm about to put a pistol on you because you may hear everything. You know, so you come out in your, close your mouth. Yeah. Just walk past it and close your mouth. That's all he's telling you. Go ahead.
For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel.
Right, good.
16.
What?
And in the first day.
And in the first, this is what he said in the first day.
And in the first day, there should be a righteous gathering.
And on all feast days, the righteous gathering will be on your mind. Righteous gathering. Go ahead, read.
And on the seventh day, there should be a righteous gathering to you.
Go ahead.
No matter of work should be done in them.
Go ahead.
Save that which every man must eat.
All right. That means somebody got to do on them feast days is get something prepared. If you got to go get this and get this, it's about getting what you got to have because some eating going to go on. Go ahead and read.
That only may be done of you.
Right. I mean, if you're taking care of temple business in a sixth location, you must have forgot to get some black pepper. You forgot to get that. Go get what you need and do the feast day according to Yahuwah's word. If you're doing Yahuwah's business, be prepared for it. Now go to Exodus 29. Young lion, we're looking at Exodus 29, verse 42 down to verse 46.
The book of Exodus, chapter 29,
yes.
Reading 42 down to 46.
Yes.
42 read.
What it read?
This shall be a continuing burnt offering throughout your generations.
Right.
At the door of the tabernacle of the temple of the congregation before Yahuwah, where I will meet you to speak there unto you.
Now where Yahuwah say he's going to meet you at?
At the door.
At the door of the tabernacle of the temple. He ain't going to meet you in the privacy of your own mindset.
Right.
So you think that you can be doing Yahuwah's business, I'm going to meet you at the where I set up the temple site at. So I'm going to meet you wherever I set up something at. Go ahead.
Where I meet you to speak there unto you.
There I'm going to speak to you. I'm not going to speak to you on your couch one feast day afternoon. Go ahead.
Verse 43.
Right.
And there I will meet with the family of Israel.
And I'm going to meet with the family of Israel if the family of Israel get up and get to where they got to get to. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. And the temple shall be sanctified by my grace.
Go ahead.
Verse 44. And I will sanctify the temple of the congregation.
Go ahead.
In the altar.
Mm-hmm.
I will sanctify also both Aaron and his son to minister to me in the priest's office.
Uh-huh.
Verse 45. And I will dwell among the family of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And will be their Yahuwah. Verse 46. And they shall know that I am Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. Polluted word from Mezarim.
Mm.
That I may dwell among them.
So, go ahead.
I am Yahuwah, their Yahuwah.
So I am their Yahuwah, but Yahuwah is going to meet you well.
In the door of the temple.
That door of the temple. Now, this precept there to St. John 5:14 there, young lion. Let's see what Yahuwah tell you about this. See, we got this thing where we feel that we can be doing Yahuwah's business by just being on the internet or peeking behind the curtain. We're going to show you soundly that that's not so. Let's see what the Bible's saying. Remember, Yahuwah said, I'm going to meet you well.
At the door of the temple.
Now look what it says in St. John 5:14.
The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 14.
Listen good.
Verse 14 reads.
What it read?
Afterwards. Yahuwah the Son findeth him in the temple.
Where Yahuwah find him at?
In the temple.
He found him in the temple.
And said unto him.
What it say?
Behold. You are made whole.
You made whole now.
Sin no more.
What? But what did Yahuwah go look for him at?
In the temple.
In the temple. Yahuwah went look for him in the temple. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 40, 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 40, 1, 2, and skip down 32 to 38. Let's find out some more about this.
Okay.
Let's see who folks understand that you got a process of time. When you didn't have no place to go, then you stuck. Well, you had to, but when Yahuwah opened the door for you to have places to go, then you got to make your move.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 40, 1, 2, skip down 32 down to verse 38. Listen good.
The book of Exodus.
What?
Chapter 40.
What?
Verse 1, 2, skip it down 32 to 38.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1 read.
What?
And Yahuwah spake unto Moses saying.
What did he say?
Verse 2. On the first day of the first month shall you set up the temple of the tent of the congregation.
So otherwise, Moses starts setting the temple up, Moses. Now, I'm going to tell you when you start setting up the temple now, Moses, because all that, everybody sit up inside their little house and stuff like that. Set the temple up, Moses. Go ahead and read.
Verse 32.
What?
When they went into the tent of the congregation.
Yeah.
And when they came near unto the altar, they watched as Yahweh commanded Moses.
And everybody was peeping. Skip down to verse 32, down to verse 38. Listen.
Verse 32.
What?
Verse 33. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Verse 34. Then a cloud covered the temple of the congregation.
Then a cloud covered the temple. Then a cloud covered the temple. See, Yahweh peeped at them until they got the business out the way. Then Yahweh, he got in his old cloud, and he eased up on them now. See, he can watch you from the third heaven. He's peeping at them. Go ahead and read.
In the greatness of Yahweh,
yes,
filled the temple.
I moved it out the way up.
Verse 35. Sir.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up in a minute.
And Moses was not able to enter into the temple of the congregation.
Yeah, Moses was not able to enter into the temple of Yahweh. Because Yahweh seen you, when you're taking care of my business, then he started easing in on you. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I keep telling you when we get in order, Yahweh will ease, go ease up on the sixth anointed camp. So I'm saying they do it the way it's written. And so, and one thing I can't break is my Father's word. Go ahead and read.
Because the cloud abode thereon.
Right.
And the greatness of Yahweh filled the temple.
Right.
Verse 36.
What?
And when the cloud was taken up from over the temple, the family of Israel went onward in all their journey.
Right.
Verse 37. But if the cloud were not taken up,
right,
then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 38. For the cloud of Yahweh was upon the temple by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the family of Israel throughout all their journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now let's go to Leviticus. Let's go to Leviticus and pick up on Leviticus chapter 24, 1 through 9. Listen good now. Now listen, we send the saints. They got the, the temple all reared up, and they way out in the wilderness. They ain't made to the place we want to get in. So otherwise, this is called a temporary shelter. Exactly what we got going on in Sixth Anointing Camp is called temporary shelter until the big one is put together. So now, we're going to Leviticus 24, 1 through 9. Brother Micaiah, young lion, come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verses 1 through 9.
Listen good.
Verse 1, read.
And
Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
what?
Verse 2, command the family of Israel, if they bring unto you pure oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually.
So he's saying, tell to burn the lights continually.
Mm-hmm.
So look at you. Tell the people go out there and get the stuff that make the light burn.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a car or anything at that time. Go get the stuff that make the light burn.
That's right.
What kind of way?
Continuously.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 3.
What?
Without the veil of the covenant and the tabernacle of the congregation, the temple of the congregation.
Go ahead.
So Aaron ordered it from the evening until the morning.
So Aaron had to order that you had to have some burning light from evening to when?
Until evening.
So there goes that means some fire going on.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you hit the switch, a car will answer. That's rectified going on too. You don't send the dog on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the light on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's going on here?
Hallelujah.
What happened next?
Before Yahweh continually, it should be a statue forever in your generation.
I mean, turn the light on forever. You don't send the dog on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the light on forever. Go ahead and read.
Verse 4.
What?
He said, order the lamp upon the pure candlestick before Yahuwah continually.
That means you burn the light forever. Before Yahuwah, when it's time to do temple business, turn the light on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit in the dark, come on, I'm keeping the Sabbath day, I'm in the dark. No, turn the light on.
That's right.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 5.
What?
And you shall take fine flour.
And now, not only turn the light on, go get some fine flour.
That's right. And bake 12 cakes there.
And wait a minute. Wait, and you mean we do some cooking on the Sabbath day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But temple building, you do some cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go on now. Oh, you're supposed to light no fire. No, you're no cooking on the Sabbah day. Okay. Well, here's Yahuwah telling Moses what tell Aaron to do. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
What does it read?
2 10 deals shall be in one cake.
Yeah, in one cake. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
And you should set them in two rows.
Two rows.
Six on a row.
Representing 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Upon the pure table before Yahuwah.
Pure table before Yahuwah. I mean, lay the table out. We do a tip of business. Lay the table out.
That's right.
Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
What does it say to?
Verse 7.
What?
And you shall put pure frankincense upon each row.
Right.
That it may be on the bread for a memorial.
On the bread for a memorial. Go ahead and read.
An offering made by fire.
And make an offering made by fire. Go ahead.
Verse 8.
What?
Every Sabbath.
What?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath you do this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, brother. Well, we both, you can't cook, you can't light no fire, you can't do nothing. Listen, what did you say?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath.
He should set it in order.
Go ahead and read.
Before Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Continuing.
Uh-huh.
Being taken from the family of Israel.
Uh-huh.
By an everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant. You know you got temple business to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
You got to light up some stuff there and do some cooking on the Sabbath day if you're doing temple business. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're
reading. Read verse 9 again.
Verse 9. I'll read verse 8 again.
8 and 9.
Verse 8. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before Yahuwah continually, being taken from the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant.
Verse 9.
What?
And it shall be Aaron and his son.
Yeah.
And they should eat it in the righteous place.
And they some cooking and eating, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cooking and eating on the Sabbath day. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
This we read that.
That's what we read. For it is most righteous unto him of the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire, by perpetual order.
Perpetual, that means forever. Come on, y'all live, Brother Titus. Give me Luke. Chapter 1, 5 through 11. Listen to this. Luke, chapter 1. Now here, 1,000 years passed. 1,000 years on past now. Now here come somebody else. Let's see what he got going on. Luke, chapter 1, 5 through 11.
All right, Luke.
Young lion.
Luke, chapter 1, Father verse Titus, 5
come
through
on.
11.
What did it say?
Luke, chapter 1, verse 5.
What?
Read.
What did it read?
That was in the days of Herod.
This is in the days of Herod.
King of Yada,
Judea.
A certain priest named Zechariah.
Oh, a priest named Zechariah, huh?
Yes. Of the course of Abiah.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife.
Go ahead.
Was of the daughters of Aaron.
Go ahead.
And her name was Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Verse 6.
What?
And they both were righteous before Yahuwah.
And you always, the partner that you with, you both got to be righteous.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Walking in all the Torah instructions.
Wait a minute. Walking in the what?
Walking in all the Torah instructions.
They were doing Torah instructions, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see what he was doing that is righteous in Torah. Go keep reading.
In the ordinance of Yahuwah, blameless.
Blameless. Oh, so that means he was doing Yahuwah's business blameless, right? Keep reading.
Verse 7. And they had no children because that Elizabeth was barren.
Uh-huh.
And they both
were
now well stricken in years.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 8.
What?
And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahuwah in the order of his court.
Wait a minute. He was executing the priest's office of Yahuwah?
Yeah.
But when they walking in Yahuwah's way of Torah instruction blameless?
Yeah.
Let's see, was he doing anything that they weren't doing 1,000 years before he was even born? What are they doing?
Verse 9.
What?
According to the custom of the priest's office.
Oh, the custom of the priest's office. What is that? Go ahead.
His lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple.
You mean he was in there burning fire?
That's right.
Yeah, he was burning fire. You got to burn fire when you're doing temple business. You don't sit around no dog talking about, well, I'm going in the dog. If you're sitting and you're not congregating, you both in the dog. But if you're doing Yahweh's business, because he made it plain, hold that point. He said in Zephaniah 2:1, what did he say? What did he say there that we can read in Zephaniah 2:1 there? You're online. What did he say?
What
is
Zephaniah?
2:1.
All right, Zephaniah. We're going to Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1.
What?
Gather yourselves together.
Gather yourself together.
Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire.
So, Yahweh is telling you, children of Israel, gather yourself together. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, don't be solo. Gather yourself together. Come on back here in that Luke again.
All right, back to Luke. Back to Luke. All right, chapter 1. Back to Luke chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm at verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And there appeared to him a ministering spirit of Yahweh standing on the right side of the altar of incense.
So he was burning incense. He was lighting up some stuff. He's getting the stoves ready, getting everything ready. And here come a minister from Yahweh come up there and thought, let's see if he say, hey, man, you're going to have no fire going on the Sabbath day. What's wrong with you? Let's see what he say to him.
Okay, verse 12?
No, 11. So he appeared to him, right?
Yeah, that was
now right. Back up to Numbers chapter 7. 1, 2, and 12. Numbers chapter 7, 1, 2, and 12.
I'm going to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
1, 2, and 12.
Numbers chapter 7. Verse 1, read.
And Brother Mackay, help me on Samuel chapter 1, 5 through 9. Let's go back to back. Hardcore, come on.
The book of Numbers of the heavenly tablets are the first five books of the Torah instructions. Numbers chapter 7, verse 1. And it came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle,
mm-hmm.
the temple, and had anointed.
Wait a minute. He had fully set it up?
Yeah.
Let's see when you fully set it up, what's happening next. Go ahead.
And anointed it and sanctified it.
And he anointed and sanctified it. Go ahead and read.
And all the instruments thereof.
And so he had everything prepared in there. Go ahead.
Both the altar and all the vessels thereof.
Uh-huh.
And he anointed them.
And he anointed
sanctified them.
So Moses done the anointing. Go ahead.
Verse 2 reads, that the princes of Israel.
Now here come the princes of Israel.
Head. Of the family, nation of their father.
Oh, the family of their, go ahead.
Who were the princes of the tribe?
Yeah.
Were over them.
Right.
That were numbered offered.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12 reads.
So all the princes, all the tribes, they came in. So what the leader, you point a leader over your tribe, and you mm-hmm. put all the good stuff in the bag and get it down to the temple. So you find out what's going on, you get it all. Come on, get in that bag. I'm going down to the temple. This is my day. Get on down now. Go ahead.
Verse 12.
What it say?
He that offered his offering the first day.
And the first one supposed to make the offering is who?
The first day was Nishan.
Go ahead.
And the son of Aminadab.
Go ahead.
Of the tribe of Yada.
Yada supposed to always take the lead on everything. So Yada drew the guy there, and they got the offering together and got it down to Moses, and that was what was going on at that time. Now let's run. Let's run. What you got, Brother Mackay? What you working with?
1 Samuel chapter 1,
5 through 9.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Verse 5 reads, "But it's to Hannah, he gave a worthy portion.
Yeah.
For he loved Hannah.
He loved Hannah.
But Yahweh had set up her womb.
Yahweh set her womb up.
Verse 6, and her adversary also provoked her sore,
mm-hmm.
for to make her fret.
Right.
Because Yahweh had shut up her womb.
Right.
Verse 7. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the temple of Yahweh.
Where did she go?
To the temple.
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 Where did
to the temple of Yahweh.
Oh, so year by year she went to the temple of Yahweh. Go ahead.
So she provoked her.
Yeah.
Therefore she wept, and she wept and did not eat.
Uh-huh.
Verse 8. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest you? And why eat you not?
Mm-hmm.
And why is your mind grieved? Am not I better to you than 10 sons?
Yeah.
Verse 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drank. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Yahweh.
So there is again. They was over there in the temple eating and drinking, and the old seer was sitting outside. See Wilson come in and do some eating and drinking.
Uh-huh.
So they at the temple again eating and drinking.
Uh-huh.
See that? So you know you think, listen, you got to get to the temple.
Uh-huh.
You got to get to the location.
Uh-huh.
To come on, Brother Titus, give me 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 1, skip down 2 through 4, 8 through 12. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 1, then, well, at least, well, 1 through 4. 1 down to verse 4, then skip down to 8 through 12. See, we got to understand something. We got to come out the twilight zone.
That's right.
Yahweh, he don't sit. When you was coming up out of Egypt, that's when he told you stay in your little apartments until, because you had no place to go.
Right.
But when he set the place up for you to go, you both get on up and make your move. You don't
That's
sit
right.
there and say, well, I'm going to sit in the dark and I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to do nothing but sit in the dark. No, you play with yourself. And that's what we read in Proverbs 30, verse 1 through 5. Lean not on your own understanding. As the process of time went on, when you come up out of Egypt, you had nowhere to go. He ever set nothing up for you to go. Now you got to set up for you to go. So you got to leave where you at and get to one of the locations.
That's right.
1 Chronicles 28. 1 through 4, 8 through 12, bring it.
1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 1, skip down verses 1 through 4, 8 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And Brother Micaiah, help me, 1 Chronicles 29, 5 through 7, 9, 10, 15 through 17, waiting on me. See, one thing about it, if you got a couple of members got that spirit on them, they might pass that spirit on to somebody else.
Yeah, boy.
So you got to make sure when you hear stuff like that, you got to say, hey, wait a minute. I wonder who else thinks like that.
Mm-hmm.
That you're supposed to sit back and jack your slacks on the Sabbath day and feast days and don't wear no fringes.
Uh-huh.
You might got somebody else think like that.
Uh-huh.
And they might be passing on to somebody. Somebody might believe it.
Mm-hmm.
No, not according to the Bible. 1 Chronicles. Where you at? What we read?
I'm reading 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 1 through 4 and 8 through 12.
What it say?
1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 1.
What?
And David assembled all the princes of Israel.
Now David assembled all the princes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The princes of the tribes, the captains of the company that ministered to the king by course.
Mm-hmm.
And the captains over the thousands. And the captains over the thousands. And the stewards over the substance. And possessors of the king and of his sons. With the officers. And with the mighty man. And with the all valiant man. Unto the southern kingdom, Yada.
Mm.
Verse 2. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I have in my mind. I have in my mind to build a temple of the rest of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And for the footstool of our Yahweh and have made ready for the building. Verse 3. Now Yahweh said to me, you shall not build a temple for my name, because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, howbeit Yahweh of Israel choose me before all the
chose
family.
Me.
Chose me before all the family, nation of my father, to be king over Israel forever.
Oh, okay, good.
We
hold up on you, king over Israel forever. What did the king do forever, Brother Micaiah, in 73:17? What he king of Israel? How long?
Yeah.
What did the king do in 73:17, the Book of Psalms? What did the king do? Now, if you greater than the king, then let it be known.
Hallelujah.
7:3-17. What the king do?
The book of Psalms, chapter 73,
mm-hmm.
verse 17.
Listen to
17 read.
What it read?
Until I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
You mean the king of Israel,
mm-hmm.
with the great big old palace, knew he had to get to the temple of Yahweh? What's going on in 122 verse 1 of that, Brother Micaiah?
Okay.
Of Psalm 122 verse 1. Let's talk about it. You mean the man will be king over Israel forever?
Right.
He knew he couldn't get right until he got to the temple. That's when his understanding will be enlightened. You never be enlightened until you get to the temple of Yahweh.
That's right.
Unless you're greater than David. So if you got members of that mindset, I wonder who they passed that on to somebody else to think that wickedness. You got to follow what Yahweh tell you to do. Follow him. And if you follow him, we're going to find out what he did in a minute. Follow him. We're going to find out what he did. Come on, read.
The book of Psalms, chapter 122.
What?
Verse 1.
What?
I was glad when they said unto me.
What they say?
Let us go into the temple of Yahweh.
So he was glad when he said time for temple business. Sabbath day, feast day, they got happy. You folks get happy when it's time to do Yahweh's business.
Right.
Be glad.
Yeah.
You folks sit there on your expensive couch and talk smack.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you might pass that smack on to somebody else and they might believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? As opposed to the time when he ain't had nothing going on, you couldn't do that. But when he got something going on, you got to make your move.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah,
well. So we're going to file some more. Come on, read some more.
I'm in the middle of verse 4. All
right, bring, give me some more.
All right. But he has chosen Yadah
mm-hmm.
to be the ruler and for the temple of Yadah, the house, nation of my father, and among the sons of my father.
Mm-hmm.
He'd like me to make me king over all Israel.
So he's king over all Israel.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, skip down verses 8 to 12.
What does it say?
Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel.
In the sight of all Israel. Now, watch this. In the sight of all Israel. Watch this.
The congregation of Yahweh.
Wait a minute. Who are these people?
The congregation of Yahweh.
This is the congregation of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
So you got to congregate if you of Yahweh. You got to. He at the temple, and he was looking at all the Israelites, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I got to pull a rabbit out of that behind now. I got to pull a rabbit out of that. Hold that part there. Now, Brother Micaiah, we're going to Luke. We're going to Luke, chapter 13, verse 42. I got a precept that now. You know, I'm in a brother in class. Well, you know, I've got to learn how to precept. Brother, if you never have fell off the wagon, you've been precept king by now. Now you got to learn how to precept. You keep on following them wicked people, you're going to always be figuring out, now you got to do something. You got leadership in place. We'll show you what to do. All you got to do is follow the lead of leadership. Stop letting these outside people keep on hemming you up and jacking you up thinking that these days ain't going to be kept. The Sabbath day ain't going to be kept. The feast days ain't going to be kept. It's time for you to grow up and be an example to your nation. And let's get about down and get some Yahweh's business on the way for this man to put the dub on us so we can get on down the road. Don't be sitting there past, well, it's time for me now. I got to learn how to precept. Now you got to learn how to precept.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead and read.
What are we going to, you say Luke?
What I say
13,
again?
1342.
Acts.
1342. Thank you that Mosey. All right, you know, every now and then coming out there, Mosey, I might say some things and then I forgot about it and thought about what the brother said. I got to learn how to precept now. Man, you got to learn how to precept now. Brother, you never understand your Bible unless you precept your Bible.
Yeah.
Book ain't no novel.
Yes,
but he ain't going to give it to you if you wicked in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Yes, book of Acts, chapter 13. Verse 42.
What?
42.
What?
And when Yahweh polluted word Judah.
Just read where you see it, because I put the dramatic on. Read fast
okay.
and hard.
Okay. And when the Jews
The Jews
were gone out of The synagogue.
The temple.
The temple.
Yeah.
The Gentiles be taught that these words might be taught to them the next Sabbath.
Now the Jews is Yah God, and the Gentile is Northern Kingdom.
That's right.
That's what it is. That's Northern Kingdom. Go ahead and read.
Verse 43.
What?
Now, when the congregation was broken up.
Now when the Yah-Dah Judah had them come about their temple site.
Many of Yah-Dah.
Yeah.
And religious
proselytes. Yeah.
Followed Paul and Barnabas.
And what were they doing?
Who speaking to them.
Yeah.
Persuaded them to continue in the mercy of
you Yah-Dah. Always got some good Yah-Dah Judah going to tell you. Continue to do what you're doing. You own something. Keep moving. But you also got some wicked Yah-Dah Judah. Go ahead.
Verse 44.
What?
And the next Sabbath day.
And the next Sabbath day, listen to this.
Came almost the whole city.
It came, how much?
The whole city.
That means it came. That means they left their facility. They left. They left. They all came. The whole city came.
Uh-huh.
Is that what we're reading?
That's right.
That means they left where they was at. They weren't sending the dog.
That's right.
They left where they was at.
Mm-hmm.
To do what?
The whole city together. To hear the word of Yahuwah.
They came to hear the what?
The word of Yahuwah.
They came to hear the word of Yahuwah. So what? So what you think you sitting there behind your coffee table, smacking your gums and thinking you're gonna keep the Sabbath day to devil?
Right.
That means you gotta do according to the Bible, the whole northern and southern.
That's right.
Everybody packed in on the Sabbath day to keep the Sabbath day. Huh?
That's right.
You want the blessing, you got to follow what the Bible telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
What we read? Come on back.
I'm at 1 Chronicles 28.
Yeah.
All right. I'm at verse 5. I'm at verse 8. Skip down to verse 8. Read. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahuwah, and in the audience, avow Yahuwah, keep and seek for all the Torah instruction of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. And she may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. Verse 9. And you, Solomon, my son, know you, the Yahuwah of your father, and serve him with a perfect mind and with a willing mind.
Yeah.
For Yahuwah searches all minds and understand all the imaginations of the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
If you seek him. If you seek him, he will be found.
Yeah.
Of you, but if you forsake him,
yeah,
he will cast you off forever.
He kick in your rear end.
Yeah.
What?
Verse 10. Take heed now, for Yahweh have chosen you.
Yeah.
To build a temple.
To do what?
To build a temple.
Then he built a temple. Who he building it for? The whole congregation of Yahweh.
Yeah.
What are you gonna build a temple for? Everybody gonna stay and peep at the high in that curtain.
That's right.
Now build a temple because people gotta come someplace. Yeah. Go ahead.
For the sanctuary, be strong and do it.
And what?
Be strong and do it.
Be strong and do it. What? And now we talking about land, school, and banquet hall. We talking about the same thing they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, boy.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Until you roll your sleeves up and see how see you hit them boxes and bring them offers in that free will offering, them tithes and free will offering for land, school, and banquet hall.
That's right.
That's what time it is now.
Hallelujah.
For your Lord wants to come.
That's right.
Read.
Verse 11. Then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the port.
And see, he gave him the pattern how he wants the thing to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And what it for? It's for the congregation of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
And of the temples thereof, and of the treasure thereof, and the upper chambers thereof.
Go ahead.
And of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat.
Go ahead.
Verse 12. And the pattern of all that he had by the spirit of the court and of the temple of Yahuwah and of the all chambers round about and all the treasures of the temple of Yahuwah and of the treasures of the dedicated things.
That's verse 12.
Yes, sir.
Well, send everything up. Go to the 29th chapter, 5 through 7. Yes, 5 through 7. 29, 5 through 7. What happened next?
First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 5 through 7 read.
Listen.
The gold for things of gold.
Right.
And the silver for things of silver.
Right.
For all and for all matter of work to be made by the hands of the artificers.
Right.
And whom then is willing to consecrate his servant this day unto Yahweh.
Consecrate his servant to Yahweh. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
And the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
And the captains of thousands.
Right.
And the hundreds.
Yeah.
And the rulers. The king's work offered willingly.
And then what they do?
Offer willingly.
That's what we're supposed to be back offering willingly before we can get this last school and banquet off going.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. Some of this Bible right here. Go ahead and read.
Verse 7.
What?
And gave for the service of the temple of Yahweh.
And gave for the service of the temple of Yahweh.
Yeah. Of gold, 5,000 talents. And 10,000 drams. And of silver, 10,000 talents. And of brass, 18,000 talents. And 100,000 talents of iron.
You see, they're doing. They was bringing what it takes to get the temple going. Land, school, banquet hall.
Established.
That what he was trying to do. This is what they ain't going to be about now. Always sitting around finding thought on something you don't know nothing about. That's why you got to understand you got to step on anointed leadership, and we'll show you the way on what you don't know to help yourself and others. Go ahead and read.
Okay, he said 5-7.
Where you at?
That was 5, verse 7. I just got to read.
What 9:10?
Okay, verse 9 and verse 10.
What it read?
Then the people rejoice.
What do people do?
Rejoice.
See, when you do right, the one that's all about Yahweh's business, what they going to do?
Rejoice.
Go ahead and read.
That they offer willingly.
And they're going to what kind of way?
Willingly.
Willingly made an offering.
That's right.
They know it's time for land, school,
that's
banquet
right.
hall.
Mm-hmm.
They roll their sleeves up and offer to get this thing going.
That's right.
And see, we're doing the Bible with the four years, read.
Yeah, because with a perfect mind.
Yeah, we got a perfect mind.
Yeah.
But,
they offered willingly to Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
And David got happy. He got happy. Look at the people. They're doing their thing. They're bringing what it takes to make this thing happen.
Thank
you, Yahweh. But what? Let's get this land school banquet hall going. That's what the but is all about. Read.
Verse 10. Wherefore David blessed Yahweh.
Did David bless who?
Yahweh.
Go ahead, read.
Before all the congregation.
Go ahead.
Of Israel, and David said, blessed be you, Yahweh of Israel.
Blessed be Yahweh of who?
Of Israel.
Go ahead, read.
Our Father, forever and ever.
15 out of verse 17. Brother Kai had me second, Chronicles 3, 1 and 17 waiting on me.
Verse 15
read.
Verse 15 and 17.
What do you read?
We were strangers before you. It's a journey. As we all our fathers.
Yes.
Our days on the earth are as a shadow.
Yeah.
And there's none abiding.
Right.
Verse 6. Oh, Yahweh, oh, Yahweh.
What do you read? You read 15 through 17?
No, yeah, 15 to 17, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
Oh, Yahweh, oh, Yahweh.
Ah, Yahweh.
All this store that we have prepared to build.
Yeah.
You a temple for your righteous name coming.
So what are you building a temple for? For the peoples of Yahweh to come to it.
Yeah.
That's why he's building a temple for them to come to the place.
That's right.
Not sit there and talk smack about, well, you know, I keep the Sabbath day, but I keep it looking behind the curtain. Mm. I don't know who else you telling that story to. Go ahead and read.
Cometh of your head, and is all, and is your own.
Go ahead.
Verse 17. I know also my Yahweh that tries the mind.
He tries the mind.
And has pleasure in uprightness.
Your pleasure in what?
Uprightness.
Go ahead and read.
As for me,
what?
In the uprightness of your mind, I have willingly offered all these things.
See, that's what you're supposed to be talking about, making a willing offering for the land, school, and banquet hall.
That's right.
Yes.
That'll be what we have on your mind.
That's right.
Let's get this thing running according to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Land, school, and banquet hall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll our sleeves up and get something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, while they don't give us a double, when we in order, he don't give you a double.
That's right.
Come on, Brother Micaiah, give me 2 Chronicles 3, 1 and 17. And Mother E, have me 2 Chronicles 6, 1 through 4. And Mother Z, have me 12 and 21. And they be a people having 32 and 33 waiting on it. Let's get it going on. Come on.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 3, verse 1
and 17. Listen to this.
Verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
Then Solomon began to build the temple of Yahweh.
Then Solomon began to build the temple of Yahweh.
At Yada.
Yeah.
In Mount Moriah.
Yeah.
Where Yahweh appeared unto David.
Not at that dump site over there in that 36 acres of dump site. It's Mount Moriah down miles away from there. Miles away from there. You look on your Google map and find what Mount Moriah is.
Right.
It ain't going to be nowhere near that 36 acres of granite stone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a horse stable when Solomon and David brought their horses there, but they can mess. They mess it. And the power, that's how they mess it. On that 36 acres of granite stone. Wasn't no temple site down.
Yes, right.
Read.
Yahdah in Mount Moriah.
Right.
Where Yahweh appeared unto David, his father.
Yes.
In the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan,
mm-hmm.
the Jebusite.
The Jebusite.
Jebusite.
The Jebusite. Come up. Well, yeah, 17.
Verse 17.
Listen to this.
And he reared up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and called the name that on the right hand Jachin, and the name of that on the left Boaz.
So why were they doing all that to get a temple up for what? Who's it? Death of David and his son?
Right.
It's for the peoples of Israel come out of your but now get on down to the temple site now. Mm-hmm. Come on, Molly. Give me a 6, 1 through 4. Moses held me 12 and 21. A, B, or B, 32 and 33 waiting on it. How long before the reading starts?
2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verses 1 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
What?
Then said Solomon, the Yahweh has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. But I have built a house of
temple. Mm-hmm.
But I have built a temple of
habitation
for
mm-hmm.
thee, and they
place
for
their
dwelling forever.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
3.
And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation.
You mean the whole congregation was there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole congregation was there. When they got the place ready, the whole congregation know that now they got to get to the place now.
That's right.
Go ahead and read.
Let the whole congregation of Israel.
The whole congregation of who?
Israel.
Go ahead, read.
And all the congregation of Israel stood.
And everybody stood.
Verse 4.
And he said,
what?
Blessed be the Yahweh of Israel.
Yeah.
Who has with his hand fulfilled that which he speaks with his mouth to my father David, saying.
So he told them that, listen, as the process of time, y'all will be here, you'll be here, you'll be here, and here. And then all of a sudden, the big temple going to come. We're telling you right now, the land, school, banquet hall, the school, all that's coming. But y'all got to see this division and start getting in where you fit in and get it going on. That was happening right now. I'm still a fine thought about a verse that you don't know nothing about. Moses. Verse 21, 12 and 21 says what? 12 and 21. Back to A, B, or B, 32 and 33. And Mother D of Israel helped me, Matthew chapter 12, verse 1. We're going to see if we can get our point out of this. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, 12 and 21. Mother Z, come on. What did it say?
Verse 12.
What?
And he stood before the altar of the Yahweh in the presence of all the congregation of Israel.
You mean he was at the altar and who was there?
Israel.
All the Israelites were there.
That's right.
When it's time to do Yahweh's business, all the congregation of the children of Israel be there. That's why we got six locations waiting on you. They were all there. Feast days, Sabbath days. Go ahead.
And spread it forth his hand
and spread forth his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. Hearken therefore unto the supplication of thy servant and of the people of Israel, which thus shall make first this place hear us from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou
you hear the man say it? So now you can make a petition to Yahweh. They got the place ready for you. They all there. He said, now, we all here. We doing your will, Yahweh. We here. Now, listen. Now, our petition is for you to keep your big black hand over us. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's okay, I'm going to hear you. You taking care of me, right?
Yeah.
Y'all all there. You ain't speaking to a hollow room out of hello, 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 hello. You speaking people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
He's not hearing some of this good stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
We all here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying.
What is saying? Two or three, maybe a baby.
Second Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
32 and 33. What is he saying? Hey, mother, I'm waiting on you over there in Matthew 12, 1. Mm-hmm.
Moreover, concerning the strangers.
Moreover, concerning the strangers.
Which is not of your people, Israel.
And the people that the one that's not of Israel.
But it come from a far country.
But and they came from a far country.
For your great.
And they're gonna be coming, but we gonna have pray for you, sister, somewhere out there in the dungeon somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be too close now.
And your mighty hand and your stretched out arm, if they come.
If they come to the temple.
Yes.
They got to come to the temple now. You see what I'm saying? We're going to watch them real carefully. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you from the heavens,
mm-hmm.
even from your dwelling.
No, because I'm telling you, the WCC, the Roman Catholic Church, and out there in New York, and the Latter-day Saints, they're going to be busting out from behind. We get to put what we put on them, according to Duff A. Yahweh. We got to get prepared for them. That's why we keep telling you, land, school, and banquet hall. That's looking for fault. Because there ain't no fault in the teaching from the Sixth Anointed Camp.
Mm-hmm.
We telling you what time is going to be reading everything. It's a process of time, but you got to come out from behind them curtains.
That's right.
Roll your sleeves up and let's get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Then y'all probably going to put the dove on us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a man's saying. Can't be sitting back talking smack. You got to get in where you fit in at. That's roll. What do you say next?
Do according to all that the stranger calleth to you for.
Okay.
That all people of the earth may know your name. And that's giving your people Israel.
Yeah, we feel that's right. We can make everybody else know his name soon, too.
That's right.
And they know that this house or this temple which I have built is called by your name.
That's right. Now, so you see, they talking temple business. And he wasn't speaking to himself. The peoples came when everything was ready to go, they were ready to go. This is ready to temporarily shelter in the Sixth Anointed Camp. The big thing is on the way. We're going to get land, school, and hall in Cap 1 and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to bust this thing wide open. And the hand of Yahweh put the dove on us once we understand one thing. Stop trying to find fault in this ministry because the WCC trying to find fault. They ain't found it yet. So how you going to find it? Fault in this ministry, this is the real deal. 12:1, bring it, Mother D of Israel.
Matthew chapter 1. At that time, Yahweh's son went on the Sabbath
day. You mean Yahweh went on the Sabbath day? You mean Yahweh left 70 miles from where he is? You mean he came out behind the curtain? Yes, he did. Hold that point. Brother Micaiah, back up and look and see what Yahweh says in the fourth chapter of Matthew. What he said in the fourth chapter of Matthew? He give me about 10 more good minutes in there, and we're going to pass on to our elder over there. But Matthew chapter 4, what he says in verse number 19 and 22.
Okay.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 4, reading verses 19 and 22.
What?
Verse 19, read.
What?
And he said unto them,
what?
Follow me.
What did you tell them to do?
Follow me.
Follow me.
And I will make you fishers of men.
And that's what we telling the whole world. Follow the sixth anointed camp. Follow us. When we move, you move.
That's right. 22.
What?
And they immediately left the ship.
And they stopped their doing, they started following.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want you to do. Follow this sixth anointed camp.
That's
but
right.
We got the word to take care of his business.
That's right.
Great.
And their father. And followed him.
And they left their father's business and followed him.
That's right.
Come on back, mother. D.F. Israel. We're in verse 1, 12, 1.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 1.
What?
At that time, Yahuwah the Son went on the Saturday.
You mean Yahuwah went on the Saturday? Well, you know, I don't do nothing on Saturday. I just sit there and I just hide behind the curtain. Listen. Yahuwah said follow him, didn't he? And he was doing some winning.
That's right.
Is that what he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
He went on the Sabbath day.
Right.
That means he went on the Sabbath day.
That's
then,
right.
Then he said follow him.
Yeah. Follow him.
So you got to do your little winning too, then, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You better do your little winning too. Go ahead.
Okay.
You mean he found him some corn?
And his followers were hungry.
And they, you mean they was hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They began to pluck the ears of the corn.
And they began to pluck the ears of the corn?
Mm-hmm.
And to eat.
And they done what?
And to eat.
And they done some eating, huh? And what happened next?
Verse 3.
What?
I mean, 2.
Yeah, 2.
But when the Pharisees saw it,
yeah.
They said unto him.
What they said to him?
Behold, your followers, disciples, do that which is not lawful.
Now here comes some jack legs. Y'all got to tell you doing something unlawful.
Right.
Go ahead.
To do upon the Sabbath day.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. But he said unto them.
What he said then?
Have you not read? What David did? When he was hungry.
When David was hungry.
And they that were with him.
What?
That's right.
Verse 4. How he entered into the temple.
You mean he went into the temple? They went there. And what did he do in the temple?
And did eat.
And he done what?
Did eat.
He did eat the what?
The showbread.
And that thing was hot. You know, that's hot bread.
Mm-hmm.
He went over there and got him some hot bread. You see what he did?
Yeah,
which was not lawful for him.
But he, right. Because he wasn't part of the temple site. But he was on the run. But you know one thing, they had some hot bread over there. He went and got him some of it, didn't he?
That's right.
Because you cooks on the Sabbath day if you're doing Yahuwah's business.
That's right.
At the temple. Y'all understand that? When you're doing Yahuwah's business, you cook on the Sabbath day. If you're doing Yahuwah's business, not your own business. Is that what we're reading?
Yahuwah.
Is that what we're reading? Now, go to run to Mark 2:23, and brother, come on, Mark 2:23, let's see what that says. And brother Titus had me Luke chapter 6:1-6 waiting on me. See one thing about it. See, sometimes you let your education mess yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you mess around your education, mess up somebody that might want to do right.
Right.
If you stuck in a twilight zone, don't know it's a positive time, it's time to move on, you going to start making everybody around you a midget.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabbath day, you got to get going. You got to get and break shoulder with those that's in anointed ministry and you can get your blessing to pass it on. Can't sit there and say, well, I ain't going to do people on the Sabbath day. Don't do that. You make everybody around you a midget.
Mark chapter 2, verse 23.
Verse 8.
And it came to pass that he went through the cornfield on the Sabbath day.
Oh, he went on the Sabbath day. Oh, why, he didn't just sit there at his palace over there in Galilee. So he over there somewhere in that cornfield on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody had a count of this thing. It bubbled up. He left where he was at. He went to the cornfield on Saturday, go ahead.
And his followers, disciples, began as they went to pluck the ears of corn.
Mm-hmm. So while they went from, they left their facility, right? And they were messing around in the cornfield, wasn't it? Come on, Brother Titus. Give me Luke 6, 1 through 6.
Luke 6, verse 1 through 6.
And Matthew's 4:23 waiting on me.
Luke chapter 6, verse 1, read.
And Mother Z have me, Matthew 9:35 waiting on me.
Luke chapter 6.
And A, B, or Phoebe have me, Luke 22:52 waiting on me.
Luke chapter 6, verse 1.
And Mother Z of Israel again have me, St. Mark chapter 1, 21-24. And we'll turn on to our elder, the elder, put a little whooping on. If we got brothers and sisters with all this bad mindset, listen, you understand something? You hurting people when you talk like that, that old weird kind of talking.
Yeah.
You got to understand one thing. Yahuwah is a prophet of time. You got to do Yahuwah's business. You ain't doing Yah. You lean on your own understanding. You got a Proverbs 30, verse 5. Reading start.
Luke chapter 6, verse 1.
What?
Read.
What?
And it come to pass on the second Sabbath.
On the what?
On the second Sabbath.
What happened on the second Sabbath?
After the first,
uh-huh,
that he went through the cornfield.
Oh, so every Sabbath he do the same routine, huh? Mm-hmm. Every Sabbath he gonna stop by the cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And his disciples, being the followers of Yahuwah the Son, mm-hmm, plucked the ears of corn.
So they eating and walking around and doing all that good stuff, ain't
they? Mm-hmm. Yes, and did eat.
They did all what?
And did eat.
Very.
Rubbed them in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. And a certain of the Pharisees said unto him.
Now here come the religious leaders.
Why do you that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day?
Listen good.
Verse 3. And Yahuwah the Son answered them.
Right.
Said.
Right.
Have you not read so much as this? What David did himself was in hunger and did with him. Verse 4. How he went into the temple of Yahuwah and did take and eat the shewbread.
Yeah.
And gave also.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And gave also to them that were with him.
He be eating everybody else. So remember, David ain't doing no sinning. Everybody eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
In the temple site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests alone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The anointed leadership. That's why we eat on the Sabbath day. You got to turn the light on, don't you? That's five. Hey.
Verse 5. Then he said to them.
What?
The Son of Man is Yahuwah also of the Sabbath.
He said, man, I'm Yahuwah the Sabbath day. What are you talking about? I'm the one day this thing.
Verse 6. And it came to pass also.
What?
On another Sabbath.
What? On another Sabbath. What did he do?
He entered to the temple.
Wait a minute. What did he do on Sabbath day?
He went into the temple.
He went. I mean, he left Galilee. He found him a temple.
Yeah.
Hey.
And talked.
Hey, what did he do?
And talked.
And that's what we do. Go ahead.
And there was a man whose right hand was with
him. And then he healed. He done everything on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
When you anoint and take care of this man's business, you take care of this man's business. Hey, Marie, what's going on in that Matthew 4:23? What's going on with that verse?
Matthew chapter 4:23.
Yes.
And Yahuwah went about all Galilee.
Yahuwah went out of all Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
Covenant of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness.
You see, he did.
And all manner of disease.
You see, the man did. He went and looked, went down some temples over there and started went in there and took out of business. He said, you won't be healed, you get to the place you get healed at.
That's right.
Not, I mean, where you at, behind your curtain. You got to come get to where everybody is. That's where I'm coming to. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
Well,
we read.
Come on, Mother Z. What's that Matthew 9:35 talking about?
In their temple, synagogue,
teaching, teaching.
Yes.
Teaching the covenant, the covenant of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
So what were the people that Mother Z? What were they? They got to the temple. They got to the temple, didn't they? Then he started healing when he got to the temple, didn't he? Who got that? Who got that? Hey, babe, you got that, Luke? 22:52? Come on. And Mother D.F., have me that Mark 1:21-24. And I'm going to get one more in by Brother Mackay over in St. John chapter 10:22-23, and we'll turn on to our elder pound on it. See, if we mess around, if any of these members with this wicked tail teaching they're doing, you, it's not you, you're hurting yourself, you're hurting everybody come in contact with you. If we can go on and on in 17 chapter 4, went into the temple every Sabbath day. In the 18:2, he went though in other parts of the world. He's looking for their temple everywhere. You go to the 17th chapter, 4-11. Paul, everywhere he went, he talked. They went to the temple on the Sabbath day. He said, look out no mirror, behind the curtain. They got busy in Yahuwah's business. They want that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to follow Yahuwah, what he got on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read something. We'll read.
Luke chapter 22:52.
What does it say?
That Yahuwah the Son said unto the chief priests,
the religious leaders,
and captains
what?
Of the temple,
yeah,
and of the elders, which were to come to him, be you come out as against the thief, with swords and staves.
He said, go ahead and read.
53. When I was daily with you in the temple.
Wait a minute. What did Yahuwah do? He was daily with you in the temple. Yahuwah, he was daily with you. That's what Yahuwah did.
That's right.
Every day he know go find a temple where some people they can get busy.
That's right.
He know he was there for it. He wasn't hiding behind no curtain.
Right.
He was daily looking for it. Soon as time to go to the temple, he was gone. And he was there teaching.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're reading he was doing.
Yeah.
He said, I said, daily teaching at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So we come on that way 6 nights a week. We come on, we teach. We ain't come to be taught. We come to teach.
That's right.
Mark 1:21-24. Mother D.F. Israel.
Mark 1:21-24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And they went unto Capernaum.
Capernaum. Yeah.
Straightway.
And they straightway.
On the Sabbath day.
On what day?
On the
you mean they went on the Sabbath day someplace?
Mm-hmm.
You mean they didn't sit there, we didn't wait till the Sabbath day before we go anywhere?
Right.
They were going on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? Go ahead. What are they doing?
He entered into the temple.
You mean he left his house and went to the temple?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. And done what? Go ahead and read.
22.
What?
And they were astonished at his doctrine.
And yeah, they were astonished at our teaching too.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
For he taught them as one that had authority.
And we teach with authority. But we know what we're telling you about. The Sabbath day, you gather yourself together. You leave where you at and get among the six anointed camp and bump shoulders. Then Yahuwah gonna say, okay, now you're doing it the way I tell you to do it. You following me. Read, go ahead.
And not as the strong.
That's right. Like T.D. Jakes now.
That's right.
Klepto Dollar.
Uh-huh.
Anita Biden.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Go ahead.
Verse 23. And there were in their temple.
Now, wait a minute. Now, who was in the temple?
And there was.
Uh-huh.
In their temple,
what?
A man with an unclean spirit.
You mean a devil always gonna show up? Yeah, always have a devil somewhere around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all in a temple.
In a temple.
Always a devil somewhere around. It's always when you come to the temple, look for a devil to be somewhere around.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
A devil always around.
That's true.
Huh? ready to run them out.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't ready to precept, nothing in the Bible ready to run them out. You all gonna have a devil somewhere close by.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch them because they'll be thumbing around. Go ahead.
And he cried out.
And what did the devil do?
He cried out.
What did he cry out about?
24.
What did he cry about?
Saying,
what he saying?
Let us alone.
What he saying? Let us alone. Don't bring no righteous in here. I got this thing going. I'm the devil in here.
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Keep things all devilish up in here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What have we to do with you?
You see what he's saying? What we got to do with you? Yahweh bringing the word in there. He don't want the word in there. He won't talk about where we going, where we been. On feast days and Sabbath days, it's about dust as Yahweh holy.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
What did Yahweh say to him?
Thou Yahweh master.
Yeah.
The son.
Yeah.
Art thou come to destroy us?
Now, Yahweh, he came to save you, not to destroy you. So he thinking, if you've been saved, you destroyed in his mind, because he got your wicked head going.
Mm-hmm.
So when he straight, you up in the story, but you don't see things the way he see it no more.
That's right.
That's good enough. Give me Baruch 3:8, brother Micaiah, and give me one more. I'm gonna turn and get out the way and give me a wine bottle in a minute. I'm gonna give me a wine bottle. I've done got what I gotta get in. Cause I know what this day is all about. This man was gonna kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Esau and his five sons.
That's right.
And you don't wanna celebrate that?
Uh-huh.
Well, I drank it up for you.
That's right. The book of Baruch.
What it say?
Chapter 3, verse 8.
Listen to this.
Verse 8 reads.
What it read?
Behold. We are yet this day in our captivity.
You in captivity in your mind. Matter of fact, give me that Wisdom of Solomon 17:16, Brother Titus.
17:16, Wisdom of Solomon.
What it say?
The glory of Wisdom of Solomon.
You in a captivity in your mind. Read it.
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 17, verse 16.
What it say?
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 17, verse 16.
What?
So then, whosoever, death and doubt was straightly kept.
Go ahead.
Shut up in a prison without iron bars.
You can be shut up in the prison without iron bars. You shut up in your mind. And then you pass that stuff on to somebody else. You shut them up in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the chain is no longer on your legs. It's on your brain now.
That's right.
When you think you're supposed to bump shoulders in Yahweh's business, that chain's on your brain.
That's right.
You have all education in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Understand one thing. Yahweh wants you to gather yourself together, old nation not desire,
mm-hmm.
and talk about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can intervene in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he set these feast days for.
Mm-hmm.
These Sabbath days keeping for.
Mm-hmm.
But you can talk about what I'm getting ready to do to these wicked nations.
Hallelujah.
So you can be on point what to do. Where we at?
The book of Baruch. Chapter 3, verse 8.
What?
Verse 8 reads. Behold, we are this day in our captivity of mind, where you have scattered up for a reproach and a curse.
And that's all we is right now, reproach and a curse now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
It should be subject to payment.
And what means subject to payment? Water bill, gas bill, all type of bill. Now they've been raised the gas up double now.
Mm.
It'll do everything on you.
That's right.
It'll raise up triple on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to force you to come see some Yahweh.
That's right.
And give him that one I say.
That's right.
And Yahweh told you, though, in Hosea 5:15, I'm going to watch y'all until you get right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get 4:16. That's it for me. Luke, chapter 4. Brother Micaiah, we're going to get some Luke. Let's see. Remember, Yahweh said, follow him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. Luke 4:14. Listen to this.
Going to the book of Luke. On the chapter 4, pick it at verse 16. The book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 16. 16
right.
Read.
What do you read?
And he came.
No, 14. Pick it at verse 14.
14. Verse 14 read.
Okay.
And Yahweh the Son returned in the power of the Spirit.
Power of the Spirit.
Into Galilee.
Into Galilee.
And there went out a fame of him.
Mm-hmm.
To all the region round about.
And what did he do?
Verse 15.
What?
And he taught.
And
in their temple.
He taught in their temples.
Being honored of all.
Go ahead. What did he do all this teaching on?
Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth.
He came to Nazareth.
Where he had been brought up.
Brought up.
And as his
custom
was. As his custom was.
He went into the temple.
He went into the wild.
Into the temple.
Well, go ahead.
On the Sabbath day.
On the what day?
On the Sabbath day.
On the Sabbath when you go to the temple, Sabbath day, feast day.
That's right.
You leave where you are and get with and follow Yahweh. Is that what we're saying?
Uh-huh. Wow. It stood up for it to read.
It stood up to read.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's see that Paul changed anything in the 18th chapter.
Okay.
Let's go to the 18th chapter. Let's see that Paul changed anything that Yahweh did. Let's see that Paul, in 18 verse 4, what did Paul do?
Okay.
Acts 18:4.
Book of Acts, chapter 18.
Uh-huh.
Read verse 4.
Yes. Yeah.
Verse 4 reads.
What it reads.
And he reasoned in the temple.
He reasoned in the temple.
Every Sabbath.
When?
Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath day Paul was in the temple. Every Sabbath day.
Uh-huh.
And on that note, we're going to bring it to our lead teacher, the elder of Camp 1. When you meet your brother and the elder with a loud voice, you say, Yahdai Israel, the elder. Yahweh be to that
Israel.
Yahweh
bless you,
see
Israel.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right into another one of Yahweh's three days, and you say, well, Yahweh ain't had nothing to do with that. You don't think so? You don't think Yahweh had nothing to do with keeping you alive? Let's see if Yahweh has something to do with it right quick. We're going to be out. We're going to bring them along in. Young lions in to run this thing. Brother Yahweh is going to have a few things to say. You're going to get out of the way. That's what I want to do. Let's open it up in Luke chapter 12. One of these. Luke 12:12. Let's see what we're working with. Luke chapter 12. Verse 12. Yes, man. For the righteous few. He'll teach you. Same hour, which is all. We have to be able to teach you why we believe that. That same hour, the righteous will teach you what you ought to say. Let's see better out of Daniel, Mother. Look at Daniel chapter 9, 21 and 22. For the righteous minister spirit will teach you that same hour what you ought to see. Look at Daniel chapter 9, 21 and 22. Let's see if that works. Well, let's see how the righteous spirit operates. As you know, the Christian church say that something got a hold of them and all that good stuff, right? But let's see how this righteous spirit, how he operates in the book of Daniel 9, 21 and 22. What is the Israel, C. Roy? How do he operate?
Daniel chapter verse 21
and 22. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning.
Now he said the man
Gabriel. Let's see Gabriel give a testimony about his position. Let's look at the book of Luke. ABS, right. Let Gabriel testify about who he is. Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Let's see if we can get a line on Gabriel. And let's see how he speaks concerning himself. Luke 1, verse number 19.
Luke chapter 1, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the ministering spirit answering said unto him, I am Gabriel.
I'm Gabriel.
That stand in the presence of Yahweh.
Wait a minute, I'm Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right, the man talking, right?
Right.
And am sent to speak unto you and to show you these glad tidings.
He said, I came to show you some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what out of my job is to come and show you this good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we read that in that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say.
That's right.
So, let's see how he operates in Daniel 9, 21, 22. You don't have to see how he says he gave you a kick in the dirt. And have you follow that out. on the floor.
The gold room is ready. Hallelujah.
Daniel 9,
21,
and 22.
Daniel.
Yes,
while I was speaking,
yeah,
he was the main giver.
Yeah, we found out giver said, I stand in the presence of Yahweh, right?
Hallelujah.
He's speaking in prayer, even the main giver,
yeah,
whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning,
yeah,
being called to fly swiftly, hurt me about the time of the evening operation.
Let's see how Gabriel operated, Mother. Do he give you something and have you talking about something you got a hold of me? Let's see, is that the way y'all
bring it out? I hear to bring it out.
Come on, Mother.
Boy.
Verse 22. Yes, ma'am. Let's see what he do.
And he informed me.
So the first thing he do is he bring you some, inform me, he brought some information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you, his spirit job is to bring you some information.
Absolutely.
Go ahead,
and talk with me.
Go
ahead.
And say what?
Oh, Daniel.
Uh-huh.
I am now
come
for to
give
you skill and understanding.
Well, he said, look here. I came to give you skill.
Mm-hmm.
And understand.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna get a few more in, and then we're gonna let these
young lions
and stuff in
here. That's right, cause I'm waiting to find me a ball real soon now.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
Hallelujah! I'm gonna get in the gold room. Give me that ball.
I'm gonna take it easy, but I'm gonna
give me
a little swing.
Hallelujah!
Let's keep that Baruch, Mother D of Israel. This is the Baruch chapter 3, right quick. Look at 35 through 37. Baruch chapter 3. 35 through 37, Mother D. F. Israel T. Roy. Because we found out that Gabriel come to give you skill and understanding.
Skill and understanding.
But you know the world claimed that something visited them, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Especially the Christians, right?
Now we are what?
Something always knocking on their door right there, right? But let's see who Yahweh is dealing with around here, according to what we can read. Baruch 3, 35 through 37, Mother D. of Israel, C. Roy. All right, take your time, little mother.
I'm going to hurry get the blessing on this food so I can get my wine ball out. They all didn't call me a wine dealer.
You said Baruch chapter what?
Chapter 3, 35 through 37.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 35 to 37. Verse 35.
Mm-hmm.
This is our Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Our Yahweh.
And there shall none other be accounted of in comparison of him.
Yeah. Our Yahweh ain't nothing can be compared to him, right?
Right.
Verse 36, what did he say?
36.
Mm-hmm.
He has found out all the ways of knowledge.
So this guy found out everything that the Father had going on.
That's right.
He gave it to the Son, right?
That's right.
And what did the Son do with it?
And has given it unto Israel, his servant.
Go ahead.
And to Israel, his beloved.
So we know where the information is at, right?
That's right.
Because, you know, our people looking at Ford and the Pentecostal church. Mm-hmm. They're looking at Ford from WCC.
And that one out state.
And they're looking for it from the Latter-day Saints.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
you know a whole lot of Northern Kingdom Roman Catholic.
I mean, packed to the rim.
So we're looking for the information that Yahweh told you where it was at.
Right.
And we know that according to Jasper, name one, that the first man on the line is Jabdai Judah, right?
Hallelujah.
Where are we, verse 37 there?
Verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, did he show himself upon earth and converse with men?
So he said, afterwards, he showed himself on earth and he conversed with men.
Right.
Mordecai Israel, let's see if we can get him coming to the earth. And let's see what move he made when he showed himself on earth. Mm-hmm. Look at 1 Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's look at verse number 10 to 12. St. John chapter 1, my fault, brother. St. John chapter 1, 10 to 12. Let's see what move he made when he showed himself on earth.
All right.
St. John 1, 10 through 12, Brother
Micaiah
Israel.
The book of St. John, chapter 1, reading verse 10 through 12.
Yes, sir.
Verse 10 reads, he was in the world, mm-hmm. and the world was made by him,
Wait.
And the world knew him not.
Wait.
Verse 11,
mm-hmm.
he came unto his own,
uh-huh.
and his own received him not.
When he showed himself on earth, came to his own.
Uh-huh. Verse 12, what happened? Verse 12. But as many as received him.
Many of who?
To them.
Hold on, man.
Oh, okay.
As many as who? Everybody want to come through the devil on that statement, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His own.
Mm-hmm.
Many of his own.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the conversation was about, right?
Hallelujah.
Come on with it.
But as many as received him, his own.
Mm-hmm.
To them. He power to become the sons of Yahuwah to them that believe on his name.
You gotta have his name intact.
You gotta have his name right.
Verse 47 and 49. Let's see if we can get a line on who he came to.
That's right.
What is nationality?
That's right.
47 and 49. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right.
The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 47 through 49.
Yes, sir.
Verse 47 reads. Yahuwah the son saw Nathaniel coming to him and
said, Yahuwah the son is on watch duty, right? He said, I'm peeping you.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
He saw Nathaniel trying to creep up on him, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And said this to him.
And he heard what he said about him. What did he say about him?
Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile.
Mm. He was an Israelite indeed,
indeed,
right?
Uh-huh.
Verse 49, let's Israel, he
Verse 49.
Yes, sir.
Nathaniel answered and said unto him,
what he say?
Teacher, you are the son of Yahuwah.
You are the son of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
You are the king of all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Not only is he an Israelite indeed, but he's a man, right?
Hallelujah.
He's the king
Hallelujah.
Of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One more in, two more in, and I'll be out. Time to bring in them young lions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's write to the pocket from the book of Esther, Malik. I want to get a line on what these people, how they were described.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, Esther, whose proper name was Hadassah, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's see if you can be reminded about what she working with, Mother, in the book Esther and the Apocrypha, chapter 15, and let's look at verse number 5. Let's see what Esther, what she looked like, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
ma'am.
Let's look at Esther. And she was ruddy. She was ruddy.
Ruddy.
She was ruddy. And that's the same thing they said about a light-skinned David.
Yeah,
So she was a light-skinned sister. Go ahead. Okay. And she was ruddy. Close to the perfection. Through the perfection. Through the perfection of her beauty. And she was what?
Ruddy.
And what? And beautiful, right? Tell her all that.
And her countenance was and very
admirable.
But her mind was in anguish for fear.
She had heard about what old Haley had on the table, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
Well, let's see if we can conclude this and bring in them long young lions in the book of Esther 16. Mother Zeke. Picking up at 22-23. Let's see what Yahuwah called the day of Purim. Let's see what's rich about the day of Purim in
mother of the Israel, see right.
Mellow music, wine, yeah. Eating them up and drinking them up. I'm 30 minutes away from it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to eat them up and drink them up, and we're going to talk about this day in our business.
That's right. It's some mellow music.
Nice little mellow music.
Everything will be going in about 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a few of them in, and I'm gonna get on that note, too. Because I want my other teachers, my teacher, too, you know? Brother Titus get on up in there, too. Okay, we're going to stop right there, Mother. I want to get a stack of witnesses on this. We're going to put them both on the tape. We'll go to 1 Samuel chapter 16.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick it up, Mother G. I'm going to need your help on this one. And I know it's 16. I'm going to go to verse 12. Hallelujah. Well, see, that's why I depend on that righteous spirit. He just told me right there, let go 12.
Yeah.
Verse 12. So we got to read down. We'll get right to the point, the case of point on this one. First Samuel, ma'am, chapter 16, and we're going to pick it up at verse 12. In fact, we're going to make it sound good. We want to know who we're talking about. So pick it up at verse 10 and read all the way down to 12.
1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 10 to 12. Verse 10. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel said unto Jesse,
uh-huh.
Yahweh has not chosen thee.
Uh-huh.
Verse 11. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all your children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not set down till he come hither.
Uh-huh.
Verse 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy.
He was ruddy.
Ruddy.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And withal.
Uh-huh.
Of a beautiful country.
Okay.
And a to look to.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh said,
uh-huh.
Arise, anoint him.
Uh-huh.
For this is he.
And who is he in verse 13?
Then Samuel the horn of oil.
Now he took the horn of oil. Uh-huh.
And anointed him in the midst of his brothers.
So Samuel still took the oil. He still anointed him with the oil. Uh-huh.
And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David.
Uh-huh. Who is it that's getting anointed?
David.
Who looked at ruddy?
David.
That's right there. That's all I need. So we go to these bones that we created Israel,
mm-hmm.
and we go find out what is this ruddy and get mm-hmm. an image of ruddy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a phone, look, put inside that Google or something now. And look up ruddy, but put up pictures of ruddy.
Pictures of ruddy.
We want pictures of ruddy. We want to get a description.
Okay.
And I put in this phone pictures of ruddy, right? And they gave me some ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at these ducks as I'm looking at
them.
These ducks got a real dark reddish hue.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some ruddy ducks that's brown with a strong reddish brownish hue to it. Put up in there. Some image of ruddy, right? Now then hit on that some more and click images on there. And let's see the people they show you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to show you some real dark brown, bronze, ruddy looking people.
Hallelujah.
You know, some brown in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get they're going to probably pop up one with red fox,
mm-hmm.
brown looking.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get some ruddy going on here.
So they won't be thinking they look like Esau.
Yeah. Right.
They trying to make it. They want every image that looks like Israel.
Yeah.
So we gonna bust them aside.
They said ruddy mean rigged.
Yeah, they're gonna say it look rigged.
No.
We gonna get that brown in there.
Brown in there.
Bronze up
all
in there.
Hallelujah.
We ain't gonna play around with it. So we know when they know what ruddy looks like. It don't look like them, though.
That's right.
So we're going to end that right there.
That's right.
So now we're going to talk about what this feast and this day is all about, right? And I'm going to get a few on me and real fast and hand it on over to Teacher Titus and get some things going on over here. So we're going to go to the Book of Esther. And I'm going to ask Mother Z. I'm going to need you to help me out. And we're going to go to the Book of Esther, right? And I want to pick it up at Chapter 3. Give me 14.
Take your time, y'all.
Matter of fact, let me get that too. We'll go to the Book of Esther. And we go. No, that's sorry. And no, not the Apocrypha, the Book of Esther. Yeah, the regular book of Esther. It's so funny because it's all our book. It's all a regular book.
Mm-hmm.
They just did so much Esau them because I did so be.
Right.
And got our thing all jacked up. We got to put it back together.
We gonna put it back together.
Yeah, we are putting it back together.
Hallelujah.
The Book of Esther. And we want to find out, give me chapter 3, verse 1. And verse, and I want verse 10. And the Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 10, Mother Z, Israel. Hallelujah. What?
The Book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 1, verse 10.
Hallelujah. What?
Verse 1. After these things, the king of
Ahasuerus,
promoted the son of
These were
Amalek, these were the sons of Agar. Esau's wife.
So we got Amalek on the table, right? And this is one of Esau's sons, right? And what we try to do, we're going to run this down about why we call Haman them Esau and his five sons.
Mm.
So we're going to put this on the table, and this is Yadav's enemy.
Mm.
Keep that in mind now. This is the day about our enemy.
Mm.
So we're going to go ahead and mother, what you holding for me?
Exodus 17, verse 8.
Yeah, matter of fact, just give me 10, 14, and 16.
10,
yeah.
14.
And 16. Yes, ma'am.
And 16.
Yes, ma'am. 16.
Okay. Exodus 17, verse 10. So Joshua, Hoshea did as Moses had said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up.
So we're going to fight with Amalek, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to fight right now with one of Esau's sons, right? So, okay, we fighting them right there. What happened in verse 14?
All right.
Verse 14. And Yahweh said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book.
So we got to write this in it's a memorial in a book.
And rehearse it in the ears of Joshua.
So he say, pass this down to Hoshea
and
write this down in the book.
Yeah.
Remember this was going on with these children of Esau.
For I will put out and be remembering of Amalek from under heaven.
So he going to put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. That means they ain't going to exist no more, right?
Yeah.
You always say that.
Amalek is a WCC and a ladder of a Mormon. That's what they are today. That's what they are today.
That's Amalek right there, right?
A lot of day saints, that's Amalek.
That don't add
Catholic Church is Amalek.
Hallelujah.
And WCC is Amalek, too.
Hallelujah. And that don't add up with John 3:16. What we got in verse 16, mother?
For he said, because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
That's
a generation right now, right?
That's right.
There's a generation going on in the time of in the book of Esther, right?
That's right.
So let's find out who this Amalek is, and let's go pick it up at 1 Samuel chapter 15. We're gonna get this enemy down packed so we can know who we crushed.
That's right.
1 Samuel chapter 15. Mother Eve. Give me 1 Samuel. I'm on chapter 15. And give me verses, give me verse 2 and verse 6. Then I want you to give me verse 32. And 3. So we can get this, so we can get a good look on this Amalek. We fought on this day, Mother Eve. We fought these people on this day. Thank Yahweh for Mordecai, our father. So what we got going on, Mother E, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 2, verse 6, verse 32, and 33.
Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse
2,
verse
6,
verse
32,
and verse 33. So Yahweh. He said the Yahweh of hosts, remember that which Amalek did to Israel. I laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Israel.
Hallelujah. What? He said, remember when they came up against us, Israel, they tried to get us out the way. What we got in verse 6?
And saw this unto thee. Can I?
Yes, ma'am.
Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites.
Yes, ma'am.
Let I destroy you, the king.
Right.
For they show kindness to all the children of Israel. When they came up out of Mizraim, Egypt, so the
Kenite. Yes, ma'am.
Departed from among the Amalek.
So the Amalekites, they departed, Amalekite, they departed from, they told the Kenites to get away from them, the Amalekite.
Yeah.
And he said, because he said you showed us some favor, you know, when that time came around, but we could have do something to these Amalekites. What's going on in verse 32?
Then said Samuel.
Yeah, what Samuel did say?
Bring ye hither.
Uh-huh.
Agag.
Uh-huh.
King of the Amalekites.
So Agag is the king of who?
The Amalekites.
So there go your Agag right there. He has some descendants going on. He's a king. Uh-huh. And what it says, mother?
And Agag came unto him.
Delicately.
Uh-huh. And Agag said, surely. The
bitterness
of death is past.
He said, you'll give me a pass. The bitterness of death is past. He said, now I'm coming to you real delicately. He asking for his life. He asking his life to be spared right now, mother. What happened? What did sin say in verse 33? What did he do?
Verse 33. And Samuel said,
what
did he say? As God would, as they would, had made woman.
Yes, it's what I made women. Uh-huh.
Children.
Childless. Uh-huh.
Childless.
Yes, ma'am.
Those of their
mother be
childless. Uh-huh. Among women.
Ain't that something? What did you do?
And Samuel.
And Hugh. Uh-huh.
Hugh, Agar, and
people. Uh-huh.
Before the Yahweh in Gigal.
And Gagiel. Hallelujah. So, Samuel is still, he said, your swore had made women childless.
Yeah.
He told him, he said, so should your mother be childless among women. He cut Agag up in pieces in front of Yahweh and Gigal. That was Samuel is still chopped his body up in pieces. He told him, what you been doing? So that's when your Agag was right there. Children of Esau. Five sons. And now we go find out, matter of fact, on that note, I'm going to turn it over to Brother T. Israel and let him get the final blow. Brother Titus, Teacher Titus Israel, let him get that final blow of what we did on this day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Mother Z. Hand me that Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that same hour, that righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. That's right. Okay. All right, okay, give me that John chapter 14. All right, give me verse 26 real quick. Yeah, John 14, verse 26.
John chapter. But the comfort which is the righteous spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance.
He said, who's the he in verse 26? Who's the he with teaching us in all things and bring all things to remembrance? Give me that Daniel real quick. Let's go to Daniel. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9. And chapter 9, think about that verse 21. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Mother E. Israel, C. Roy. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21.
Look at Daniel
Remember, you only get sealed at the feast. You got to make one of them six vocations. They anoint you if you're not in none of the temples. And everybody at all over camps, they got the blessing on you to anoint you, so you got to make it shown to get that seal. When you stand in the choir, you know, James 5:20 in your back pockets, he's going to say, hey.
Yeah, Psalms
19, 104,
verse
4. Why should I save you? You get sealed at the feast.
Through
their
precepts, I get understanding.
Therefore,
I hate
every false way.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Thus has
commanded us
through their precepts. That's the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Most of these cats not doing that.
That's right. They're doing the moon thing 10 days too soon.
10 days too soon. All right. Okay. Now, we had touched on, Brother Micaiah had touched on that Amalek. Well, okay, it's a little bit more to that. All right, now, he was reading Exodus 17, right? Let's go to Numbers real quick on this concerning our great adversary, which is known enemies, interchangeable. Okay, Numbers 24. We're going to book of Numbers 24. Mother Z, go to the book of Numbers, mid-24th chapter. Go to Numbers chapter 24. This is what's going to be going on here. He's going to perish. He tried to perish us, but he didn't succeed at all. Numbers chapter 24, verse 20. They done read this. They know the clock is ticking real fast, and their time is about to be is coming to a close.
Verse 20.
That is when.
And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable, and said, Amalek was the first of the nations.
Yeah.
But his latter end shall be that he perish forever.
He's going to be wiped out. He's going to be destroyed forever.
That's right.
He knows his time is just about up. Period. We already got him. That's why we here on this feast day. It's called Purim. Mm-hmm. They try to wipe us all out.
Right.
But he didn't succeed because Mordecai the Benjamite, if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be here.
How many days is this feast here? Let's read some of that.
Let's go to the book of Esther real quick. We're going to Esther. To see how many days. Is this a 1 day or 2 day?
Come on, y'all line. We're
going to the book of Esther. We're going to chapter 9. We're going to the book of Esther, chapter 9.
Yeah.
Let's see where I want. Chapter 9.
Is pick it up around about 14 ABLP around about 14.
Yeah, 14.
Read it and y'all get all the way down to about 21 somewhere.
Yeah, Book of Esther chapter 9, verse 14 to 21.
Esther chapter 9, verse 14 to 21. Verse 14. And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given to Benar. And they hanged Haman's 10 sons. Verse 15.
See, we really started doing it. We really started doing the hanging. We could read in what's that? The Book of Judges or that hanging?
Book of Hoshea.
Mm-hmm. We started this hanging.
Yes.
It ain't that just. He just didn't get this on his own.
Right,
he has to be reading something.
Yeah, and they are picking up and doing it better than we doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started the hanging. Now they enjoying hanging us.
Mm-hmm.
That was our tools to hang you.
That's right. What you?
Verse 15. For Yahda Judah that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day, also of the month of Adar,
which is called the month Mars today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey. They laid not their hands.
We don't want none of your sufferings. We want you.
That's what it's about.
We put you in a headlock. That's all we're going to put you in a headlock. Run your head in the tree.
Verse 16. But the other Yahda Judas were in the king's presence gathered themselves together.
They got together, go ahead.
And stood for their lives and had rest from their enemies. And showed of their foes 75,000,
He said rest for their enemies. And who's this enemy we talking about? What do you mean by rest for their enemies? Who's this enemy here? Okay, give me that. You're gonna bring it out. If they gave rest for their enemies, right? Give me verse 24 real quick. Right here, verse 24.
Chapter 9, verse 24. But Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Yahda Judah, had devised against Yahda Judah to destroy them, and had cast pearls, that is, of the lot, to consume them and to destroy them.
Okay, we're going to run this Edgar guy real quick. So who does this Edgar guy got a name on it? Edgar guy, right? Okay. Let's go to Genesis 36 real quick. Going to Genesis 36. We're going to run this down. That's how you run it down real quick. Genesis 36. We're going to Genesis chapter 36. Pick up at Genesis 36, pick up at verse 1, skip down verse 9, 10, until we get a name on it. And then verse 12. Genesis chapter 36, verse 1. Alright, skip down verse 9, 10. Well, 9 through 12. Read 9 through 12. So we get a name real quick. Genesis 36, verse 1, then verse 9 through 12. So we get a name. What is he?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 38.
said unto his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Let me to me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
39, we read until you get there.
And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth."
Mm-hmm.
And if thou look at the dew, and of the dew of heaven from above.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to be in high-rise buildings, the best part of the earth. That's what Esau, the five sons, is blessed with. Verse 40.
And by the sword shall thou live.
That goes blessing right there. The sword right there in verse 40.
Let me ask something with you on that, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read the book of Numbers.
There you go. That's
chapter
it.
20, verse 14 to verse 18.
There you go. That's it.
Brother Titus, give me that 235 through 10, because then you got to be anointed at the feast.
Okay.
Numbers,
I'm so about to get there, too.
Hallelujah. Walk.
I'm so about to head that way.
Okay. Hallelujah. Walk.
Let everybody taste it, you know, but you got your own.
Knock that out for me, Mother D.
That's it.
Numbers, chapter
20,
verse 18.
Verse 14
and 18. Yep, that's it.
Numbers chapter 20, verse 14 and verse 18. Verse 14. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto king of Edom, Esau. Thus said your brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that has befallen us.
Yeah, yeah.
Verse 18. And Edom Esau said unto him,
he said,
thou shalt not pass by me.
Ain't gonna let you go past.
Lest I come out against you. With the sword.
That's what they known for.
Yep.
That sword again.
Hallelujah.
Love that sword. Then he just saying, Samuel, he said he was putting a sword to the women and everything, killing child people and everything.
Mm-hmm. See that?
Got a sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before him that he was blessed with. That's it. Okay, he said, what's that, Second Ezra? The Israel. Oh, yeah, let's see what this
35 through 40.
Let's go to that Second Ezra, 2:35-4.
This is for the national audience.
Hallelujah. Well.
Going to Second Ezra, 2:35-40.
Mm-hmm.
Second Ezra, the seer, chapter 2, verse 35. Be ready for the reward of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
for the everlasting life.
You got to be ready for the kingdom. And you don't, if you're not keeping what he got in his table, don't get ready. You don't get ready for the fire. Go ahead.
Yes. The shadow of you forevermore. 36. Flee the shadow of this world.
Flee the shadow of this world.
Yes. Hallelujah. Receive the joyfulness of your honor. I testify my Savior openly.
Go ahead.
37. Or receive the gift that is given you.
The gift that is given you.
Aliyahuah. And be glad. Give thanks to him that called you to the heavenly kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. The heavenly kingdom. Go ahead.
Hey, rise up and stand.
And rise up and stand. Mm-hmm.
Behold, the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh.
And you only get be sealed where?
In the feast of Yahweh.
You got to be at the feast to get sealed. You got to be at the feast to get sealed.
Yes.
Mm, go ahead.
39, which are departed from the shadow of the world.
That means you have left the world understanding, knowing the point you got to get to the... Now, give me Titus chapter 1, verse 4. Let me show you it's about the other five camps. They got the opportunity to do the same thing. We're going to read Brother Titus, what Paul tells Brother Titus, 1, verse 4. What do you say, Brother Titus?
Going to Titus chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Titus chapter 1, verse 4.
What it say?
Titus chapter 1, verse 4 reads.
Mm-hmm.
To Titus.
To Titus.
My own son.
My own son.
After the common covenant.
Yes.
Mercy.
Mercy.
And peace.
Peace.
From Yahweh the Father.
Yes.
And Yahweh the Son, our Savior.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. For this cause left I you in Crete.
I left you in Crete, Titus, brother Titus.
Yes. That you should set in order the things that are wanting.
So what brother Titus' position is be doing?
In order.
Set things in order, brother Titus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
And ordain elders.
And you got to ordain some elders there, brother Titus.
In every city.
You got to go to every city and start up, put some, and go ahead.
And I appointed you.
You've been appointed to step it up, Titus. Get that oil bottles out.
Yes.
That's why all other cats understand this thing. Titus shows up and puts the blessing on them, and they can do it.
Yes.
That's the responsibility of brother Titus reading those verses.
All right. If any be blameless.
But you got to find the one blameless, not brother Titus.
Yes. The husband of one wife.
If they got more than one wife, you say, no, you can't get no oil on you. You out of oil anyway. You back in the past somewhere. Now come back to 237 again.
All right.
So you got to see who's what, brother Titus. Come on, yeah. Read some more.
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 37.
What does it say?
Verse 37. Oversee the gift that is given you.
You, brother Titus.
Yes. And be glad. Give thanks unto him.
Go ahead.
They have called you to the heavenly kingdom.